It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. The Iowa legislative calendar has the last day of the 2014 session falling late next month. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl, a Democrat from Council Bluffs, said Iowa Republicans and Democrats have gotten better at working together.
In each of the last 3 years, we got better at figuring out how to work together rather than to focus on our disagreements. It's always a challenge to come out of an election that's about defining your differences and move to a position where governing is about identifying common ground.
Talks could be going so well, lawmakers could adjourn earlier than expected this session. Here's Republican Speaker of the House, Craig Paulson from Hiawatha.
But I will tell you, I think we're having very good conversations, and we're working towards the end. Oh, I think I absolutely will adjourn in front of the scheduled 100th day.
Paulson says lawmakers are about a month ahead of where they were last session. Joyce Russell is here, IPR State House correspondent, as she is every Monday morning when the legislature is in session. We look at the week ahead. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
All right, they're a month ahead of the schedule, and last week, House and Senate had some long days of floor debate. Is it fair to say we're in hyperspeed now, and what made it through the House and the Senate?
Well, the Senate especially is working briskly through long lists of bills, many of them non-controversial. You might say it's easier to corral 50 lawmakers into efficient debate than to corral the 100 lawmakers in the House.
True. Did anything stand out from debates in either the House or Senate last week?
Well, in the Senate, one potentially controversial bill got 100% bipartisan support. And even the backers of the bill said even they were surprised. They unanimously passed a bill to update Iowa's AIDS transmission law to take into account modern science on the disease. There have been some well-publicized court cases about people infected with HIV facing long prison sentences, even though they took precautions against transmission of the virus. AIDS was a death sentence when Iowa's law was passed. It isn't anymore. The old law singled out AIDS, and the new bill covers other contagious diseases as well.
So for all the bipartisan love, there's still a lot that passes in the Republican-controlled House that won't get taken up in the Democratically-controlled Senate, and then vice versa. What actually has a fair shot that passed last week of getting true bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate?
Well, we'll be waiting to hear if the AIDS transmission bill has as smooth a sail in the House as it did in the Senate. The House Judiciary Committee chair, who it has to get through next, said it's probably something we should take a look at, is how he put it. There's a kidnapping bill that has passed both the House and Senate in different versions with very little opposition. That's the bill to hike penalties for child kidnapping that was a result of last year's tragic death of an Iowa girl, Kathleen Shepherd, at the hands of a kidnapper. One of the lengthiest debates last week was in the House on a bill to legalize silencers on guns. And it actually had quite a bit of bipartisan support in the House, but Democrats in the Senate say they won't be taking that up.
Now, the Senate passed a bill to open a new juvenile facility for girls. Should I assume that's not likely to get very far in the House?
Well, right. That was a strict party line vote. But keep in mind, Democrats have sued the Republican governor over this, so it's not surprising that they didn't get any Republican votes on their bill.
So where does that leave the juvenile home issue?
Well, there's a lot that's up in the air. Republican House Speaker Craig Paulson said that funding for a new home is on the table in budget talks, just like everything is on the table in budget talks. But I can't imagine Republicans signing off on that. And we're waiting for the results of that Democratic lawsuit against the governor for closing the Toledo home. The Supreme Court could rule that the governor exceeded his authority when he closed the facility. But even the Democrats who sued the governor don't think that reopening Toledo is necessarily the way to go.
Also, moving on, budget targets should be coming out soon. What are you anticipating for budget talks?
Well, for the first time since Governor Branstad returned to office, the House and Senate are setting joint budget targets. That means as early as today or tomorrow, they'll announce what the two parties have agreed on for how much to spend next year, sort of the top number. And that's a step toward consensus. Governor Branstad's budget proposes spending right around $7 billion. That's billion with a B. It is practically and symbolically important for House Republicans to come in under $7 billion. That's a nice way to promote their fiscal responsibility. But both Republicans and Democrats say they plan to spend more than the governor on community colleges, for example.
Okay. Joyce, thank you.
All right. Thank you.